started way back when, in 1967. A DJ called Tony Blackburn came on the air and said,
"And good morning, everyone. Welcome to the exciting new sound of Radio 1.
Noel Edmonds, he was next. The man was a musical rebel. Did he play the Beatles? Did he play the Stones?
Two from Doctor Hook. A little bit more, and just like the movies, good morning.
And taking us into the 80s was a man who thought that he was terrific. He spent the night before his very first show thinking of something prolific.
I don't want you to let this go any further, but I spent most of last night considering my first words for this program, because I realised they had to be quite prolific. So here goes. Welcome to The Breakfast Show.
Along came Simon Mayo. He was young, gifted and single. After 5 long years on the air, people only remember his jingle, yeah.
Mayo, Simon Mayo. Daylight come and we won, wake up.
Since the days of Simon Mayo, things were never quite the same again.
Same again.
'Cause with Zoe Ball and Sarah Cox, there was a notable lack of men.
January 2004, a man was given the show. The DJs had tried it, so they let him have a go. The one and only Chris Miles, he liked curry chips and beer. And now, unbelievably,